A, quote, real ID, end quote, will be required by October 2020 to get into federal buildings, onto commercial aircraft, and for any official purpose as defined and required by the Secretary of Homeland Security. You must bring proof of this real ID. I have the following government-issued IDs. A U.S. passport, a U.S. Army DD-214, a known traveler's number, a Social Security card, a Medicare card, an FAA pilot's license, certifications in the Supreme Court of the United States, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, the Western Division of the Northern District Federal Court, a Supreme Court of Illinois certificate, a Sheriff of Winnebago County Courthouse pass, a Sheriff of Winnebago jail pass, an Illinois veteran driver's license card, a voter's card, a firearm owner card, in all over 13 ID cards. To get a known traveler number, airline pre-check, I had to bring in my passport and one other card. For the Secretary of State to issue me a veteran's driver's license, I had to bring in my passport and a DD-214. To be admitted to the Illinois Supreme Court, a birth certificate and other information was required. I don't remember what was needed for the Social Security card. That was a long time ago. The courthouse pass, firearm card, and probably others needed my driver's license and a picture of a certain size. See a common thread? You need an ID to get an ID. Jerry Seinfeld could build a whole show around this concept. I'm Carl Winkler, and that is my perspective.